This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's military general staff spokesman said Tuesday the country is facing an ongoing threat of invasion and missile attacks from Belarus. During his daily remote briefing, spokesman Alexander Stupin said a force of 80,000 troops appeared to be massing just over the border in Belarus to the north. Russia's war efforts, meanwhile, remained concentrated on making advances in the Luhansk region. Stupin mentioned artillery strikes and shelling from the Russian side of the Donetsk region, but did not confirm recent claims from the Russian Defense Ministry that the strategic city of Severodonetsk was captured after days of back-and-forth street battles. Stupin would only say the fighting in the eastern industrial city of Severodonetsk continues. Meanwhile, in Kyiv, a theater has reopened its doors as cultural life returns to the capital, despite the ongoing war with Russia. Of course, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Putiel is welcoming back an audience for the first time since the Russian invasion, selling out its first three plays. The performers had wondered if spectators would come during wartime. Actor Kostya Tomliak says we're like cockroaches. We had a very bad experience of survival without money for 2 years during the coronavirus restrictions, and then it was necessary to learn how to live during the conflict. Referring to the Russian invasion, he says, you continue living, although you don't forget. After closing shortly after the invasion in February, Kyiv cinemas and National Opera also reopened their doors at the end of May. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is VOA News.